Sci-fi.
Shut it down.
It's my fault. Well, shut you were down. Talking. I told her it was the same video. I didn't know that you put the...
shut it down.
Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio on SchraubHomeVideo.com. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. You get two bonus episodes a week.
Yeah, for a dollar, you get four extra episodes of our show every month. So... We have fun.
It's worth it.
I think it's worth it. We get to be more funny on the shows where we're not talking about.
Only because we don't have all this fucking bullshit to get through. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend. It's comedian and writer from True TV's Hack My Life, Those Who Can't, and the sketches on Conan O'Brien's television show, which is now defunct. It's Tony Sam.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Is this a bad time to tell you I've got to go to the bathroom?
Yes. You were very well. Listen, I know this is a train wreck as far as you're concerned, but this is par for the course.
No. Well-oiled machine.
Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. It's good to see you guys.
How into sort of paranormal conspiracy theories are you?
I mean, I love watching this stuff and hearing it because part of it I feel like is... You know, when you hear it and you're like, okay, that's bonkers. That's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
I like that feeling. But also, like, sometimes there is a compelling argument for a lot of these things. And I like to hear it. I mean, even if it is nuts.
Do you do, like, deep dives on anything?
I mean, I love the Bigfoot stuff, like, kind of the crypto, not crypto. That's a different thing.
Not to cut you off, but we got Bigfoot here. I know, I saw him.
It's solved.
It's Willie's birthday, so we've got a bunch of balloons and stuff.
Yesterday was Wade's birthday, and your birthday was a couple weeks ago.
So two weeks ago.
Scorpios.
It's a birthday show.
That's right. You got a third one.
Yeah, nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you guys.
This thing's going to last for about 5 minutes for me. I don't like the feeling of it.
What do you mean?
We're putting on party
it's
hats.
It's like a second skin.
It's around my chin. I don't like it. So
it reminds me of when I get choked.
We have... I'm not into it.
I said cornucopia. Let go.
We have something called the WOW scale here on Real Life Sci-Fi. It stands for Wade or Willie. Okay. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW scale?
That's a lot of W's. But yes.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
First question, three-parter.
So my answer is Wade or Willie.
No, you just say what you think. Don't worry about if you're a Wade or a Willie or not. Because you don't know what we think about these. There could be some curveballs in here.
So you just want to know what I think.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe... Do we have to call them aliens?
I don't like to.
I think that it's offensive.
It's a point of view of who they are to us.
I think there are other beings. I do think they do exist. There's too many planets in the universe for that not to be true. I think I don't know. There is an actual term for the... There's a theory on the percentage of how many...
It's called the Fermi paradox. I think it's overrated.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's overrated, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, excuse me. Why?
Oh, and I'll reference that later. I think
there is other life. Has it been here? I don't know, man. Those crop circles and stuff. I mean, come on.
Well, the crop circles are pretty compelling in the new world.
Well, sure. Even though I watched a whole show on how people did it with a board.
Yeah, with a little 2x4.
It's a piece of string.
Stump. Yeah.
Or the what's it, the Navi rings, what's it called? The there's like the big like patterns that you can see from, is it?
Oh, the Nazca lines.
Nazca lines.
Yeah.
What are those?
Those are little piles of dirt that if you get high up, they make shapes. Some people think they're maps to waterways. Some people think they're runways for aliens. Pretty
like,
crazy stuff.
Like, I mean...
You
I
can always
like
see them from really high up.
I also watch... I think the pyramids have been explained, too. They just use a lot of slave labor, I suppose, to make those.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, and water and floats.
Yeah, logs and rocks.
He doesn't buy anything that's like logical.
I don't know. I hope they've been here in the last 300 years.
Okay, what about ghosts? What are your thoughts on ghosts?
Ghosts is a tough one. I feel like ghosts are kind of a made-up thing because the people that are really into ghosts, they always can explain the hell out of it, and then you're like, okay, and then they say, well, because you don't believe. That's why you don't see them. They know. They know you don't believe, and they don't want to show themselves to you. And I'm like, all right, but that seems strange. They just talk to you, or you'd see them, and that's it. All right, because I'd love to see one. I'd love to see.
You wouldn't be scared?
Because you want to believe, you think one should have revealed themselves to you by now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that if I did see one, I wouldn't be scared because it would be like a Casper type ghost.
Oh, it would be a nice ghost.
A friendly ghost.
A friendly ghost, sure.
That also had unfinished business. Like, well, you know, I just wanted to get these forms turned in and then
yeah, or help me upsetting. Solve my father's murder.
Yeah, I think the murder is more admirable than just a job.
Right? You want me to help me finish this job application?
It's funny because most ghosts
capitalism. Yeah,
most ghosts are like, well, she sat in this chair for 20 years and that's what she's doing as a ghost. It's like, oh, that's sad.
It is funny that you say that because most ghosts, they say, have unfinished business. What if that was just a business deal they needed to finish? I need help closing on this mortgage.
I know it's not important, but it was my life.
That's right.
And it's like you can't break. You're like, how do I break it to you? This defaulted. You don't own it anymore. Once you die.
No.
There's no way.
Land is money.
All right. What about Bigfoot? Any thoughts on Bigfoot?
Well, I love all the old videos, which are clearly not real. They're ridiculous. Because I've been able to wear a Bigfoot suit, and I've done the slow walk.
Uh huh.
And you know, it looked just like the thing.
What did you do with your hands, though?
Kind of ape hands.
Yeah.
I went ape hands.
Yeah. See, Willie, you don't need to be a student.
He didn't do this, though.
Yeah. So we did this last week where we analyzed.
What is that?
Somebody analyzed the
he's grabbing the a Belveeta breakfast swing. Biscuit. That's how I hold them.
What about psychics? What are your thoughts on psychics?
I don't know. You know, I guess it falls in along the lines of like the mentalists.
Yeah.
I worked at this production company and they brought in this mentalist because he was trying to develop his own show. And like everything he did was like, that guy's got pockets full of trick forks and trick spoons. And everything he did was kind of like, man, I know he's tricking us. But then like the things when he asks like for the numbers and can guess what you're thinking. And then that kind of makes me like, well, there's got to be something.
What did he do with the forks and spoons? Did he ask if like anybody in the audience made had spaghetti? And
he made it melt. He said,
I knew you had spaghetti.
Nothing but my mind. Watch this. Jelly. And it just, weep. It just turned to jello.
Yeah.
Not jello, but it went limp.
Like a taffy.
Yeah, it did turn into like a old piece of caramel.
Are you superstitious?
Yes, because I mean I can't be the only one, but I see 11/11 all the time. And do you ever see it?
No,
I see 11/21 all the time. Today, which is my birthday, but like so, I always thought that I was getting a message that I'm going to die on my birthday.
Oh my god, that's why. Well, my birthday is 11/12, and I was like, well, maybe this. This message from beyond is like they're just a day off.
You were born early.
Message from you were like, you know. You should have been born here, but you're gonna certainly die here. I got the first one wrong, but not the second time.
So that's what you guys think. Anytime you see a number, that's when you're gonna die.
I see 11/11 at least three times a day.
That's how I feel. 1121. It was freaking me out so much that I wanted to write it
twice
down
a day
in case like I died. I could be like, it has something.
This guy's obsessed with his birthday.
I've even seen it like when my watch was wrong. You know, I just or my phone. Like I'll just pick up my phone just to, and it's always 1111. And even my the
all
clock.
Right, let's
my
give
car
this a
wrong.
Try. Nope.
That's because you're looking at your phone. Check this out.
Yeah, that's 1111.
What if I just like that?
And then you die. We got it all on tape.
No, but there's like a whole thing. I've Googled it, and I'm not the only one.
That sees 1111, or is this like the number 23, where you're just going crazy?
I have notebooks full of 1111.
It means something.
I just keep writing it over and over and over. I mean, I can't. Your listeners, viewers, somebody else has to do that. They have to have seen this 1111. I can't be the only one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I definitely think that there's something to. I don't. It's weird because, like, you pick. Okay, like, look at the movie. What was it? Gravity, where there's like a message sent back through gravity. Like, you're not getting that. Are you getting a signal? Are you getting something? I don't know. It's making you pay attention to something. I know that we have internal clocks, you know.
Peter, yeah, what?
Oh, whoa.
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were confused.
I know that we've got you've got a clock in your head, you know? So, like, your body might know the time better than you.
Yeah.
And so you might actually, but I don't know. It's too specific. Like, for a long time, I would just, like, I never look at my phone, and then I do, and it's 11:20. I'm like, oh, shit.
Right? When you see something again and again, you think there is significance to it. You think you're going to die on your birthday. Or you're just, I think your brain is in tune because you know that's your special day. So your mind looks for that.
This sounds just like a problem that people with jobs have. Because you're just like constantly looking at the clock going like, what the fuck? When is lunch?
People love social media and like looking at their phones all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't do either of those things.
Oh, jeez.
I don't
really
work.
Should do it. It's really healthy.
I don't look at social media.
It's healthy.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a
I hear.
Behavior.
It's only progressing.
I'm happier than I've ever been.
What do you think of
social media came around?
What do you think of Meta? Are you into that? Facebook's Meta?
Yes.
It's called Meta, right?
Yes. I don't know. It's all stupid. I hate
you're gonna run around. You could be
worst.
Like a bull if you want to.
What?
Did you watch Caprica?
A bull.
Yeah. It was like the
precursor
to yeah.
It was it's crazy because it is like what Meta wants to be, where it's like, hey, everyone's just in this virtual world, and like if you die in there, you can't come back. I know that they don't have that part of it yet, but
that's what's freaking me because I've seen like that Black Mirror where they do that, where they take your consciousness, and that would be awful.
Yeah,
to you, I guess would live forever, but you wouldn't know you were dead. If you're conscious, it could.
Right.
Is that even possible?
So, like, yeah, the first Cylon was.
But that could be us right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, we are.
No. Nice try.
The program.
Nice try.
You pinched yourself.
Program's pain.
That's right. Oh, no.
All right.
We're all in a goop pool.
Well,
and
so
I got a cord in the back of my head.
You're like a one, right? He's like a
one.
Yeah. So you're more of a Wade than a Willie. Congratulations. It's what everybody aspires to be.
Oh.
Nobody wants to be like this crap.
Well, even
so
fives think that they're
everything.
Skeptical. I believe in the possibility of most things. Yeah, yeah.
But I said I believed in other life. I'm not a two.
That's one.
Oh, but he does too.
That's one.
Oh, I see. And what else?
So I'm superstitious. He's not. So that makes you even more of a one.
Hmm. Sorry.
See,
I walk curveballs. Under ladders and people tell me, you got to go back. You have to go back through that.
You know, when I see a black cat, I'll run around. I'll run away.
Yeah, man.
It's like, get out of my way. I'll go the other way. I don't want to even risk that.
And then you look at a clock and it says 11:11 and you're like, no.
No, the funny thing is most of the clocks in my house, I have them set to one hand's on 10, one hand's on 2. And I never plug it in. They just sit there.
Why 10 and 2?
Well,
because of driving, safe driving.
No, because actually in every watch ad you see, the watch is set to 10 and 2.
Well, it's funny because
that shows the face of the name on the face of the watch. So that's how every watch ad is.
I do props, and we set ours to that because it's like the happiest looking time.
It is. It's like
yes, could be a smile, could be hands out. Like it's the happiest looking time.
Mustache. Yeah, I guess that's since they've been making ads for watches, they always set it to 10 and 2. And so my uncle had told me that, and I was like, well, that's fine because I'm never going to, I'm going to forget if the battery runs out or whatever. So there's no batteries.
Why do you have clocks?
Because they look good on them.
Right? I've got a Coca-Cola watch clock.
More of a Willy.
And I set it to 303 for Colorado's area code. But then, like, every time I look, I'm like, what does that say? Oh, 303. Oh, yeah, Colorado.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a weird time to set it to.
It's pleasing to
look
at.
It's an area code. Yeah.
And it's a, everyone's like, why is your clock at the 10 and 2? I'm like, well, that's a great question. And then I tell them.
So
and
it's
they're
a
like,
conversation.
Okay, but why do you have
it's
it?
It's more of a conversation piece.
It is.
So you're a 1, but you're weird.
I don't know what time it is other than 11:11 when I look at my phone.
It's always 11:11.
That's right.
All right. Well, so you're a 1. You're an 11:11. Willie, hit us with that topic. What are we going to be talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the universe is huge. Our planet is relatively small. We've only observed a small part of the universe. I mean, could there be giant aliens out there? If we saw a gigantic UFO in space, would we know it was a UFO? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, we're talking about giant UFOs in space.
Ooh, all right.
So you think not only is there other life, they're big.
Well, it's a weird thing because, like, if you imagine, I think that alien life flourishes throughout the galaxy. But
just
I also think that if it did flourish throughout the
galaxy or the universe?
Yeah, throughout the universe. Universe. Right. Both.
The,
yeah.
Not in the, I don't think there's other life in this galaxy.
Me neither. So you're a 1.
I feel like...
you think there's other life in this galaxy?
I feel like there's life everywhere.
Well, nobody told me this. I got to go.
But I'm like, if there was life everywhere, I think that civilizations would get used to hiding their presence.
Like during Christmas time, because then the kids,
right? They don't
the
want,
kids will find them.
Yeah, they want to break up before the holidays. They don't want to spend money on gifts.
I mean, like here we are, like we're the opposite, man. Like we in the 70s sent out the Voyager probe that like, hey, here's our DNA. Here's a map to our place.
V-ger.
Here's everything you need to know about us. And I'm like, that is like, I'm not afraid of that because I don't. But it makes me go, if there was life everywhere in space, then and this is a perspective of from colonialists, you know, that like there would be a resources. It's all resources. Hey, there's water over here. Let's go get it. Hey, there's gold over here. Let's go get it. And so with that being said, you know, it's just like whoever is stronger gets all the stuff.
Are you sure we didn't go to space earlier? Because I watched this fascinating documentary by this guy, Georges Millet, and there was a trip to the moon.
That was a great movie.
That's a documentary.
Is this where the rocket gets his eye put, or the moon gets his eye put
out? It's the Smashing the Pumpkins video.
Got blinky. Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that, Willie? Yeah.
We've been there a long time.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that there is a secret space program and that we have the secret military and maybe NASA too has got like extra technology that isn't out there yet. So they've been in space in certain capacities that like they don't need to let us know. So I don't know.
Do you think there's a black ops space team?
Yeah, yeah. But not to get
I'm a 1. Now you get it.
Yeah. But take away that craziness and think about if there was life all over the universe, it would be first off, it would be better for you to hide your presence because people could take your stuff. And then second, the size relative to other species, there could be planetary size.
If these spaceships species, are aliens, giant, whatever. Maybe we're not big enough to bother with, you know, because like, let's say that we found a planet that was like the size of a marble and it's filled with gold. It's like, all right,
I saw this Twilight Zone. this where they got the little people, but there's people you're like, oh, I'm not going to step on them, but then there's someone bigger than you.
I didn't see that one, but that is that's on par.
Little people.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Like, picture all of the, you know, like.
I mean, I took the, that's what you were saying, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. So you think, would you be disappointed if the only other life in the whole universe were just like little dumb plants?
Well, the thing is, it was like.
These plants are dumb.
Like life on other planets, and it's just like a clover.
I think that our situation is unique enough for me to also believe that possibility, that there's only life on this planet. But everywhere we look, the better our technology gets, the more we see that things in the universe are more like our situation. When we find planets in the Goldilocks zone, where we're like, oh, there's no planets around this sun, and like there is. You know, so like, and that's just because we didn't have the technology to even see that far.
And what about, so if you probably know the name of this too, but the fact that if there is life on other planets, they may be just too far from us to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the Fermi paradox, the reason why that upsets me
too,
is because, yeah, yeah. It's just that like the idea is roughly, if there is intelligent life out there, there is the chance that they are on the downswing of being intelligent and there's nothing else out there.
What do you mean the downswing?
Well, like picture.
Dumber? Is it because of cable? They have cable TV.
Social media.
Dude, I mean, I feel weird about when you compare us to our life to the lives of other things in the universe,
like,
and
bears.
We're watching TV.
Like bears?
Like, oh, well, like species that have gone from one planet to another.
Oh.
Are we on the downward?
What? I mean, I hope that we're on the upward, but
I need you to be sure about this.
Like, picture a species that has been around for a million years.
What's yours? Let's see if we're thinking of the same thing.
I was thinking of a real species.
The species has been around for a million years.
Oh, alligators?
I was going to say tentacles.
But, just tentacles.
Oh, like
just
any squids type things or
no,
whatever?
No, just like that's what I imagine.
Or, crocodiles.
Well,
they're been
they're
around.
They're like dinosaurs,
I guess,
right?
I'm too small in my million year whatever. I'm saying
cockroaches?
Like if there's an intelligent species that has lived longer than their sun. Where they had to leave their solar system.
That's
because
so sad when your son dies before you do.
Oh, you don't want to outlive your kids.
That's the worst thing that can happen.
Well, how can you believe? Why would you do this to me, God?
That would destroy your whole universe.
But
your
that,
whole world.
That though, that like, if you knew, like,
what
picture
are we talking
us.
About?
What if we knew the sun was dying in 5 years and we had to leave planet Earth? So I'm like picturing.
Is there any cure?
Quote unquote intelligent species that had to leave their planet / solar system because their sun was dying.
Like WALL-E.
Well,
like us in WALL-E.
Well, I'd hope that there's another planet we could destroy and take over.
Right. Hey, we're working on it.
I mean, but like if you picture civilizations doing that and them running into other civilizations that like, oh, we're just going to take all your shit, you know, so like you have to be intelligent and hide. It makes me go like, what have we seen anything in the history of humans that points to the idea that we may have seen a giant UFO in space? You know,
great
like,
question. Let's go to the video.
Yeah, and so in
no,
the
no, let's explore this a little longer.
in the first video, there's a
well, it's like, can we see it?
Yeah, what some people have said is a UFO pulling up to the sun, and you know, this has like an intro or whatever.
This is a clip from Gravity?
We'll get to it. There is a, you know, what looks like.
Is this from Discovery Channel?
So look at, here's the sun. sci-fi.
Okay.
Here's the sun, and they captured.
We both worked for sci-fi before.
Yeah, who the.
They captured
who's
what
that?
Looks like something is this giant sphere that's bigger than, you know, bigger than the Earth.
I mean, could there be a giant spaceship that pulls up to the sun?
Is everyone watching this?
The Death Star was
the Death Star got to
Well, yeah, I you know,
right, this is like this is their thesis statement. Now they're getting into it.
All right.
Well, like what if there was a species where a sun was your fuel, was your gas. So you had to pull up to the sun and grab gas from it. So they captured this weird looking UFO, this phenomena, whatever, where it looks like there's something that pulls up to the sun and like takes stuff from it. And I know that this is a clip
Do you think if you could design a fuel source like that, you'd make one a little less dangerous that you don't have to get so close?
I mean, the answer is yes, but and you know, I mean, NASA's reaction to this is that this is a phenomena called prominence, and I'm not going to debate that, you know, but I will say that like I do think that there are species out there that do use some kind of fuel source from suns. Right. There are suns all over the galaxy.
So where is the ship we're supposed to be seeing?
Well, yeah, I know. This is just I didn't have a.
We didn't edit it down for time.
Yeah.
We got to watch the whole episode. We got to wait. It's at minute 26.
We got people talking about it.
To go through like six setting commercial you up. Breaks.
And clearly,
is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Weird. And so yeah, the weird magnetic. I mean, the whole fucking sun is just plasma and weird magnetic energy that we can't even comprehend.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas.
So here it is. They're zooming in.
Nuclear furnace.
Yeah. It looks like a sphere kind of pops up, grabs some shit and takes off. It also could be
an eyelash. You think someone, NASA just dropped an eyelash? Didn't you ever look through a microscope?
Yeah.
You get an eyelash on it? That's what it is. Look at that. That's like six eyelashes. I got bushy eyebrows, and they're on my glasses all the time. That's what that is. I mean, somebody is smoking around the telescope.
Right?
Someone took a cig break, and they're smoking eyelashes.
And so
I mean, look at one of the guys on there. He had, like, beard hair, and this guy's got bushy eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone I've seen on here, they all are hairy.
But it looks like a tentacle monster when it swam away. Yeah. I think I'm right on the tentacle thing. I'll bet these million-year-old creatures have got tentacles.
You don't think it's eye hair?
I don't think it's eye hair. Mostly because I'm jealous of your eyebrows. I feel like I'm losing my eyebrows.
Oh, well, let's get a look.
Me too. We've got weak eyebrows.
A blessing and a curse. They're very expressive.
Do you?
But
wow, he looks inquisitive.
Oh,
but they're really like out of control.
Do you trim them at all?
Well,
do they grow long?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't until one zealous. Hairstylist decided she'd trim them for me.
Oh, thank you. This is how you like it.
I'm sitting here. All of a sudden, here comes a comb, and I was like, oh, no, what have you done? You started an irreversible process.
Yeah, no.
There's no going back.
No.
These hairs want to grow, baby.
Yeah. So the first time I knew that I was losing my eyebrows, I was acting. I'm a bit of an actor. I'm pretty good. I don't seek it out. It just kind of comes to me. People cast me and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a gift.
And I was sitting in the makeup chair, and she goes, do you want me to fill in your eyebrows? And I was just like,
how
fuck.
Dare you?
I was like, you've shattered my world. I will never look at myself the same. And yes, please. So that I don't look like a weird eyebrowless monster.
You ask, well, where do they need filling in? Could you show me? No. So she would like point directly to this place.
Just
needs
the
help.
How many areas of an eyebrow is there?
Well, there's the middle and the end.
You know what I don't like is this trend.
Lots of places they know.
Broad,
the crew
overall,
knows.
They're laughing at you.
No, they're laughing with me. They're laughing at you.
When she asked you, was there annoyed? Do you want me to fill in your eyebrow?
You know. Some people, they get nervous. And
but
they
now
do this,
I take eyebrow
and
serum.
They wear it away. Do you wear yours away?
No, I don't touch them. I'm super self-conscious about it.
Are yours less than mine? I feel like mine are. When I look at pictures of myself, like I've definitely played characters where I colored them in because my I'm a bad guy. You can't see my eyebrows?
I'll fucking tell you right now. This is all.
A bad guy.
These eyebrows are fake. This is all. I've colored them in.
Is that true?
I can't pull them off, but like I've.
You can pull it off.
I've supplemented my eyebrows with makeup.
You did it tonight.
Daily.
You know what my mom did? She tattooed her eyebrow on.
Mine did too.
But it hurt so bad, she didn't do the other one.
Oh, no.
So she has to color in one to match the other.
And it never matches.
Sorry, Mom.
Wow, is that true?
Yeah.
Well, when I first started going gray in my beard, before auditions, I would take a Sharpie marker.
No.
And I would go like this. And so I started dating my girlfriend.
That guy was pretty good, but he smelled toxic.
He smelled sharp.
Why? What's that cologne? Sharpe. So we went on one of our first dates, and I colored it in because I was still self-conscious.
Oh, uh-oh. Sorry. That was a good reaction to thinking about where Sharpie showed up on her body after.
So I kissed. We kissed on the street, and I pulled away, and her whole chin.
No.
Was dark.
Shut up.
And I was
for
like,
real?
Oh, no.
For
well,
real.
Listen. Yeah, it's true. I said, listen, I have to come clean. I'm not the youthful man you think I am. And also, just take my thumb and just wipe here?
But here's the thing. You could have gotten away with it. She would have got home and just seen shit all over her face and be like, oh, fuck, how did that happen? She would never have put that together.
He must think I'm filthy.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have just destroyed her. You could have had the upper hand in that relationship forever.
And so I did that for a while for auditions, too. I would just...
You know there's makeup and stuff.
I know, but... I'd always forget, and then I'd be like, oh, nuts. I guess it's Sharpie time again. And so it starts to look purple.
Yeah. It changes. Yeah.
But on camera, like if you do a Zoom audition, which that's happening now.
Yeah.
You can't tell. But so if I go in live, though, I can't really do it.
Well, but it's fine, though, because they expect there will be a makeup team that will do that
exactly.
For you.
Exactly.
You know? So you don't need to feel bad about that.
I want to give him a taste.
Yeah.
This is...
I shot one for Quickset at the beginning of the year, and I showed up, and they're like, we need to darken that beard a bit. And I was like, oh, am I too old
and irrelevant?
But,
hey, people go gray in high school. You know? So, like that has nothing to... I mean, you know, I say that, and it's true, but...
People are also... They get scared.
But those people don't get acting parts.
like in It.
But you're an actor. It's weird because something scared you really hard in your life.
Yes, I saw a giant spider that steals the souls of children.
Once there was a kid who got into an accident and couldn't go to school. He finally came back. Oh, his hair was turned into bright white.
I only know the weird Al version, so I'm like changing it.
Or the girl who had, she had birthmarks all over her body. Why does he know that information?
Cane marks all over his bottom.
the kid that went to Taiwan or whatever?
Yeah. He got spanked.
I thought you said came marks.
Yeah, Kane. Oh, yeah.
Came?
Came.
Like someone came on his butt?
Like, why would you say that? Came marks? You wouldn't say it in like the past present tense. I think he's mixing tenses, but it tracked for me in
came
my brain.
Oh, this weekend was great. I left some came marks all over some girl.
Wait, you mean... Come, Mark. No.
Came marks.
I know what I said.
No.
Past. It's in
it's
the past
tense.
Bro.
It came out. So
giant aliens.
Let's look at this. The second
they came and went.
Picture here, only because in the first video, NASA has their response is that this is something called prominence, and it looks like a sphere, but it's actually a shadow. And so this is just an image of another time of something like this happening. If you look, okay,
is there
there's
an eclipse?
There's the well, they eclipse the sun so that they can look at it through the video.
Oh, I see.
And so there's the giant, you know, flare coming out. But in the bottom left of the sun, there's like a half sphere there. And this video is out there, but it's just on a website that we can't really play the video from, and I didn't download it. So there's a circle of light right there that doesn't match the description of how they explained off the previous video. So
this looks like another crescent, like another
this an time eyelash. It's an eyelash instead of an eyebrow.
The eyelash theory again. comes into play.
It's getting squished on the glass and reflecting light. Yeah,
that's right. But also, it does look like that chip from Prometheus, and I guess the alien, the crescent ship.
This is the intern was clipping his fingernails.
it looks like a pinky nail
when it flew over into the telescope.
It doesn't look like it's from the thumb. It
God damn
look
it,
like a pinky
Ronald.
One.
Stop.
So there's that
Do
thing,
that at
right?
home, Ronald. No one wants to see that.
Or like, you know how cats, their claws are all over the house. They start scratching.
How do they fall off?
I
They're
don't know how
weird.
It got here on this lens, but somebody likes cats, clearly.
When I think of...
we're changing minds tonight. This is what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Eyelash theory.
I mean, it's out there.
So what?
It's
so
a like, possibility.
Can I talk to you off camera for a minute?
There's so, but
you guys want to go outside? I can do my tight two. The other day I was driving.
This isn't
this
the
guy.
Birthday I imagined. You're making a mockery.
This is my birthday? On camera?
I'm right. You're wrong. It's my birthday. You know, I know this bothered you, but I forgot it's even on my head.
Right, me too.
I can't stand it. I don't like it.
I love it.
I love it. When we look at like...
the critic? Are you being the critic?
I love it.
Yeah.
It
stinks. That's what I say about that hat.
Whenever I like to put two on the like devil horn.
Dude, that's so fucking tight.
It is cool. All right, whenever I see the unicorn one like this, I'm like... It makes me go like, oh, unicorns are fun, but like, I'm definitely not wearing it in the right spot.
That's what you think? Oh, unicorns are fun, but.
I'm like, you got to wear it in the right spot. Otherwise, it's, you know, I don't know. But I also wear my hat crooked, so I'm sure someone's got issue with that.
Look, I know this has no relevance to what we're talking about. Unicorns or Pegasus?
You guys ever seen one of these?
Yeah, on YouPorn. On YouPorn.com.
Oh, is this the... I can satisfy two women at once.
It looks like... I always think of someone...
You look
someone who knows they're cool, and it's just like a goatee that's been shaped in the coolest way.
Wait, but get like, back to this crescent. Crescent.
Right, but, oh, wait. Pegasus or unicorn?
All right, Pegasus. Pegasus they
fly.
Unicorn.
Unicorn, man.
They fly.
Oh.
Wait, Pegasus
Wait, well,
has
I'll
wings.
Tell you both your score now.
if we look at all of the things that might have been evidence of something in space that could be bigger, you know, in 2015 we had that Dyson sphere thing. Remember that thing where they were like, "Oh, there's we're looking at this sun, but it's just so weird that." Scientists thought that there could be a Dyson sphere around it, which is like a civilization harnessing the energy of the sun. And so it had as you're looking at it, it had a weird.
Is it called a Dyson sphere
it's a
because
theory.
Of the
it's
vacuum?
No, it's a theory from some old sci-fi.
No, that's a legitimate question.
No, I'm answering it. It's a theory from like some old sci-fi book. And he called it a Dyson sphere because I think whoever created it in that book was named Dyson.
So, but it's the idea that there's a type of civilization out there that would harness the energy from their sun.
This is a thing. We're looking into this.
We're doing it solar power.
Oh, yeah.
This is a
real
but, thing.
Yeah, but where you actually like, you know, there's a bunch just escaping constantly. But we capture it more so than solar energy. But so we've seen something that looks like a Dyson sphere. We've seen the Oumuamua. That meteor that came through our solar system. Did you see about that? It was like a long, elongated. They think it was red. Just this thing that was. It's the first interstellar object
that we've detected in our solar system. It came outside of our solar system and went through it.
Can I clarify? Can I fact check here about the Dyson Sphere? It's from a book, Star Maker, 1937. Olaf Stapledon wrote it. But then later it was popularized by Freeman Dyson because he wrote a paper, Search for Artificial Stellar Sources. And he was speculating that like those things could exist.
Is the Dyson guy related?
Nah, just happened to be.
Seems like check. A strange coincidence of here. Names.
I mean, it makes you go like that bloodline's pretty smart. Oh,
he just
right?
died in 2020.
Oh, shit.
February, though, so he missed out on COVID. It's
I'm
good.
Laughing.
It's good.
I'm not laughing in a good way, but I'm laughing.
I mean, lucky.
And so this thing was spiraling in a weird way, and it was accelerating in a way to where like there were people out there to go like, hey, it shouldn't be accelerating. And so this could be some kind of probe. This could be some kind of alien artifact or probe or something. And then also,
yeah.
I mean, just to bring this up, one of the first big publicized alien abductions, Betty and Barney Hill. Betty talked about she was in her regression interviews, whatever. She presented a map of Zeta Reticuli, and she mentioned these intergalactic trade routes. I only bring that up because in the third video, go on.
Sorry, if I may, why are all these abductions just in these rural areas? Do you think that if they are indeed true, do you think alien life thinks that we're all idiots?
I think that. There are multiple alien races around us.
Multiple abducting people?
Yeah. And,
oh, my God.
And in the same way we don't accept any other life on Earth as intelligent. We could talk about how smart dolphins are all day, but we accidentally eat them and tuna all the time. You know, like we don't respect...
I watched The Cove, man. It's not accidental.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure that they've taken steps now. But whatever. I'm just saying that like we don't respect other alien species or I mean other intelligent species here on Earth in a way that we are sure we protect endangered species, but we don't respect them as intelligent.
But we also think that if a chimpanzee can kind of solve a Rubik's Cube that they're pretty smart.
Here's why right. aliens
Sorry.
Only go.
Am I the only one? They half solve a Rubik's Cube? Like, give him the Nobel Prize.
We don't eat monkeys,
but then we also
you accidentally.
But we also don't let them
only
go.
Only when they get into a tuna net, then we accidentally eat monkeys.
But we don't let.
If they were so smart, maybe they shouldn't be in those tuna nets.
Why agree with you. Monkeys hanging around tuna boats.
But out of all the monkeys that we've captured. If we found out how smart, I mean, whatever. If we accepted them as smart, we still wouldn't let them go. It's like, well, no, we got these ones. We're not letting these ones go. They might be really smart.
We gotta do science on them, man.
It's too
late.
How
else are we gonna progress our science? We gotta look at the monkeys.
And I just want to eat monkeys and tuna.
What? Yeah, yeah.
I just can't get that visual out of my head. What are they doing on the boat?
What was he doing out here? Whatever, you know.
They are smarter than we thought.
They're swimming out
to get
the
tuna. They're taking over the tuna ships, but they're clumsy. Yeah.
They fall in. Pull it up.
The plan keeps being thwarted because they're just all thumbs.
The reason that aliens only go to rural areas is the same reason that, you know, people from the suburbs avoid the cities. It's just too dangerous. If you're an alien, you're looking down, there's a bunch of lights, you're going to be like,
but
nah,
don't
fuck
you
it,
want
let's go
some
over
of
here.
The ones in the city?
You could follow them.
Have you ever pissed on an ant pile?
Yeah, have you ever? Have you ever pissed on an ant pile?
What kind of question is that? That's what you did for fun?
Where did you grow up?
In Chicago.
Yeah, so you're walking around downtown Chicago. There's an ant
Hey,
pile.
I'm going to piss on this. Hold up.
Let's see what happens.
Wait, we're in downtown Chicago. No, no. I got to see this through.
I mean, I've done it so much to where when I see an ant pile, I'm like, fuck, man, I don't even have to pee right now. And it's 20, you know, whatever. Like, I'm an adult. And I feel bad that I can't pee on it. Like, I respect life,
you
but I'm also
avoiding
a hypocrite.
Talking about your mother.
And this is to your point that the greatest scientific minds think that they should piss on ant hills?
Also,
is that what you're equating it to?
Also, you're the advocate for life on other planets,
and you're
the guy talking about why to piss on ant.
I know. I mean, I know I'm a hypocrite, but I have a hopeful... I have a hope for the
me too.
The galaxian future.
I don't know why.
Me too.
All right, what's the third video?
Well, in the third video there's this here we are looking at this stereo image of this is a NASA video.
Whoa.
And Here we're looking at like this. I don't even know how to explain this, but
please explain it because I don't know
what the hell is that.
So on the bottom right, there's this geometrical object.
That's a Rubik's. Nope. That's,
that
that's something else.
It looks like the. Do we see it yet? There's
that's,
a.
That's not what our viewers can
what
see.
Are we looking at?
So the bright thing on the left.
Okay.
Is Venus.
Okay.
And then the next thing is Earth.
The little one in the middle?
Oh, wait. So, yeah, well...
Venus is big.
And this is just a satellite in space, right? And so there's this weird wheel-looking thing that looks like the space station from Star Trek.
That's it?
Oh, I can't even think. Which one is it, Aaron? The Deep Space Nine. I'm saying, which one is the Deep Space one? Yeah, it's Deep Space Nine.
You ask me, I know. Deep
this?
Well, that's a little, there's a little blurred spot, but eventually see that?
How come there's no noise on that upper right quadrant?
On the right, here comes a circle that's moving.
What
you see it on the, you see it below the blur thing?
Yeah, okay.
And it is shaped like the Deep Space Nine space station or
no,
any
it's
circular.
Unicron.
Yeah, Unicron. That's a great. It's a great reference because it's huge. This thing is so huge that
it's not a great reference because I don't understand it.
From Transformers, the movie. Get out of here.
You got the touch.
Ah. You got the power.
Bow bow.
There. What is it? When all are one.
Oh, the Orson Welles stuff.
Yeah. Well, little trivia, when the movie came out, I knew, but in Boogie Nights, the song that he sings when he goes solo is
the
You Got the Touch song, which was made for the Transformers movie, which is like fucking crazy. So here's this weird this weird sphere thing is so big that it was 10 times bigger than
that
Venus.
That looked like Unicron. It just didn't transform yet.
So like NASA's answer to that.
Skeptic.
Yeah. The Planet Eater. Is that what Unicron's called? The Planet Eater?
It looked like a Chinese
star. Destroyer Worlds. Kind of like a Galactus, but Galactus is just a godlike being. He's real.
Galactus is huge. So this thing, NASA says that this was a reflection of Venus through the lens.
It was like 100 times
the size
of Venus.
Venus doesn't move across the screen.
I mean, that's my thing. And I'm like, well, not to be... NASA, if they found life out there, they're not going to tell us. And that is in their, I say this all the time, that's in their bylaws. If they find life out there, they can't tell us.
Listen.
Because it's not their job.
Hang on. He said listen, and you kept talking.
I came here as a skeptic, and I threw out that baloney about eyelashes and hair and apes falling into tuna nets. But that last video... I can't explain it. So you've made a believer out of me.
This is where we...
And that's not the
confetti
point.
Confetti is supposed to fall.
But let's...
We got one!
One out of a million.
No, how? I mean,
what's this? What? Oh,
what?
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear us. Happy birthday to us.
Can we COVID blow this thing out? It's like you blow strong to avoid the COVID.
You only have two pairs of really those fun glasses?
Hell yeah. No, he's got his.
No, every, what?
Oh, shit.
I don't, I'm not, that's empty calories, man.
No, you have to. It's
Scorpios,
bad luck.
Scorpios for life.
Okay, let's cheers. Fine. Cheers.
If you buy these on the street, they feel stale. Empty calories is what you want to buy.
Now aliens are going to come. No. I really like that.
One of the best birthdays ever. I mean, you got to think that, right?
It can't get any better.
It can't
get any better. I know that sounded like a question, but it was a statement. I was Australian there for a second. It can't get any better?
Scorpios are the best, right?
Yeah,
man. 100%. And everyone thinks so.
Shrab's birthday was recently. What are you? You're the
12th.
12th? I think Shrab's the 15th. I could be wrong. I think it's 15th.
No, Lions and Eric are the 15th. Oh, yeah. Shrab is like the 10th
and
or something.
You are?
I'm the 20th. 14th? That was yesterday.
Jeez. This is a celebration.
Our friend Matt Dwyer, shout out to him, the 19th.
50.
He's like 53.
No, but are we all, do you think that we're all Valentine's Day babies?
What?
Yeah. Were we Valentine's Day babies?
I don't think the math works out. I don't think the math works out. Yeah. I'm not going to believe that. Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, your mom put your dad put your mom put in your dad.
My mom did.
She did.
God damn it, mom!
That's how it works.
All right, we got to wrap up. Do you guys have Willie? Do you have any final thoughts that you want to say?
Well,
I think we solved it.
My final thoughts are I think that I know that this we've seen these ideas before, like in even in Men in Black, we're like, the universe is in a necklace.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take
fuck
you seriously
Men in Black,
if you don't
dude.
Wear the glasses.
Oh, yeah. But I do think that in the universe, there could be gigantic species out there, and there could be minuscule species out
there.
Hey,
guys, check it out. This is me in an 80s toy commercial. Say some cool shit about the toy.
Wow, look at the arms. They shoot.
Oh,
that was too deep. If a kid was that deep, they like.
Wait, you're cool.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Well,
do you have a tattoo?
The noise was involuntary. I was only trying to do the shade tipping, but it felt like it needed a noise.
If I was in the 80s commercial, I'd be the double take kid, like.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, Willie. Go back to your nonsense.
I loved what he was saying.
Well, but I think that if there was a gigantic species out there, we wouldn't know we were seeing a species doing their thing. Kind of like an ant seeing a human walking around. What do they see when they get stepped on? Do they only see it getting dark? Do they see everything we do? I know. I always talk like I'm super high.
No, you deserve better.
The ant doesn't see shit. He's like, oh, I'm going that way.
Hey, why did it get so dark?
And then he gets stepped on.
and
you're saying they're really big.
Well, I mean, I think that possibility is out there. Like, you know, picture like the fish monster at any lake. Like, carps get as big as their environment allows them to get. So put that on a fucking universal scale where, like, there could be something so big that we're living in it. I don't know. I mean it's fun to talk
shit
about. But would we recognize UFOs in space if we saw them? I mean...
Everything in space to me is a UFO. I don't know what the hell that is.
Right?
I'm being serious.
And then the other thing I'm saying is that, like,
if there is life in space, their number one job is to not be detected. Because as soon as you detect them, you're like, what is that? Let's go look at that. Even if you're dumb, you're going to go try to figure out what it is. Oh, what do you have? Oh, you have cheese? I love cheese. Can I have all this cheese? No? I'm going
to
take it.
Wait a minute.
They this is cheese? What we do to the
giant
ants.
Aliens have cheese?
No, constantly we're attacking ants because of their cheese.
Well, ants are attacking us because of our cheese.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
Holy shit.
You just blew my meta. Fucking mind, dude.
That's meta. And if Facebook, that's meta, Facebook. I'm on board.
Meta by Facebook.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Everybody shit, get man. On there.
Guys, they're telling us to stretch.
No, they're not.
Oh, all right. Oh, I just made
I
that
was
up.
Like, wait, we don't have any time. We haven't done your plugs yet.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on this and plugs? We got 2 minutes. We got to do your 2 minute
do your,
plug.
What are you hawking? Well, I've had a great time. I've learned a lot and it really opened my mind to the fact that Unicron could exist. But I have a comedy album called Scaredy Cat that people could check out under Tony Sam. And I just published a book of poetry about L.A.
I thought you were joking. I didn't call you a poet when I introduced you because I thought you were joking.
Over the pandemic, I decided I should write a book of poetry about L.A. And it's not meant to be funny.
Hollywood sign.
Sorry.
What are you? A beacon of self-doubt?
No. It's better than that.
Oh. It's just off the top of my head, man.
Hey, I would just spitball it over here.
I would have workshopped it a little bit. It's like first draft shit, you know?
No, but L.A. is kind of a strange city in that we all kind of romanticize it, I feel, a lot of times. But L.A. is a very diverse place. It's very interesting, and there are a lot of people suffering. And so this time in the world... It kind of encompasses that about L.A., and so there's the have.
What's it called?
It's called Wasteland, Poems for L.A.
All right, check that out. Tony Sam, Wasteland's Poems for L.A.
I just blew your mind.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm like, I always...
Yeah,
I know.
He does!
No, he appreciates it, but we got 20 seconds left, so I just need to thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Everybody go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi because we're going to continue the conversation on our bonus episode. And
donate more for the birthday.
Donate more for the birthday.
Thank you, Midnight Kids. Thank you, Shroud Home Video. Holy cow.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
And just thank remember, just because you're paranoid... doesn't mean they're not after you.
And we're out.
Fucking nailed it.